Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
I have always been saying how important to serve God and serve God in knowledge. I have not ceased to emphasize how important to serve God and to serve the living God in knowledge. Because in our dispensation, so much has been given to the child of God, things that the people of the Old Testament sought for and could not have it. We have received those things as free gift from Almighty God. So as a result of that, you have to be aware of it. That is one. And number two, taking advantage of what has been put at your disposition so that you will come up higher and higher according to the perfect will of God for your life. And today's message is titled, At Jesus' Feet. At Jesus' Feet. So this is one of the new covenant truth that our Lord Jesus Christ brought to us. Jesus revealed the truth concerning the mystery of God through many scriptures that we have in the New Testament, obviously. But I'm not very sure if we are always aware of these things. It will be important for this day to emphasize one of these scriptures. The book of Matthew, chapter 13, and the verse is 1 to 3, then 10 to 17. That says the word of God. Jesus Christ, after he has been in the house, went out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitude were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore, and he spoke many things unto them in parables. And the disciples came and said unto Jesus Christ, he said, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And Jesus answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever had, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever had not, from him shall be taken away even that he had. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, saying, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross. Their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful and powerful scripture. This scripture here is full of revelation. It is a mystery that Christ is bringing forth. The Lord is saying that the mysteries of the kingdom of God, it is not everyone, it is not given to everyone to understand. They might read, but they will not understand. They might hear it, they will not understand. They might see it, they cannot perceive it. So, it is all done in mystery. Remember, the story over here is that Jesus Christ had preached to the multitude. And he spoke to them in parables. And when they came home, the disciples asked Jesus, said, Jesus, why is it that you speak to this multitude in parables? And the Lord said, it is because of the principles of the kingdom of God. To you, as a child of God, at work by the Holy Ghost in you, it is given to understand the kingdom principles. It is given to you to understand the mysteries of the kingdom. But those people, they are without it. They can hear, they cannot understand. They might see, they cannot perceive. That is how the things of God are done. So some of these things, when they hear, these things are foolishness unto them. Because it would take the Spirit of God to bring the revelation of what you are hearing and what you are seeing to you. Then indeed, the scripture shall be fulfilled. You know, so we can simply say that it is not, you know, the mysteries of the kingdom of God, the unbelievers cannot understand. Unbelievers, no matter how smart they are in the world, when they read the Bible with the revelations that are in the word, it is completely, completely unfolded to them. It is unfolded to them. It is unfolded to them in such a way that they will not understand it, but they think that they have understood something. It will take the Spirit of God not only unfold the mysteries, but bring understanding of what has been unfolded unto you. So that is why they enter into arguments, because they think that what has been opened to them, that's what it is. But what you heard, that's not what it is, because it would take the Spirit of God to explain to your spirit that what you heard, that's not what it means, but it means something else in the kingdom of God. This is very important. Extremely important. So then, you know, it is given to the believers to understand these mysteries. But even among the believers, it is not everyone that is going to understand these revelations from the Lord. Because there are categories of believers. There are different people that are hearing the mystery of the kingdom. So we're going to try and see who can hear and who can understand. It is very important. What are the categories of different people that will hear the mystery of God and will understand, or will hear the mystery of God and will not understand? In our 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and the verses 6 to 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and the verses 6 to chapter 3, verse 3, Apostle Paul describes four different categories of people concerning the mysteries that are revealed in the New Testament. Four different categories of people that will hear the mysteries of the New Testament, and we will see how these different people will react towards what they have heard. The first category of people is the natural man. The natural man is the unsaved man. No matter how smart he is in the world, he is unsaved. So 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and the verses 7 to 8. Listen to the word. He said, we speak the wisdom of God in mystery. We speak the wisdom of God in mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. So the mysteries of the kingdom, we speak them in parables. They are spoken in parables, and it is going to completely unfold it according to whomsoever that is hearing it. But the state of that person is what is going to make him understand or will not understand. So for the natural man, these things, they hear parables, they might interpret it their own ways. They might think that they have understood it, but indeed, it is completely hidden to them. The wisdom that is spoken to the child that is thinking that he had read the Bible and he got it, it is not obvious. For the natural man, he will hear, but he will not understand. He will see, and he cannot perceive. That is the first category of people. And these are the ones, they can argue with you over and over and over and over. There is no need, because unto you it is given. But unto them, they are without it. They are without it. So we speak to them in parables. Number two category of people that we are dealing with as far as the revelations that are in the second, you know, in the New Testament. We're talking about the babes. The babes in Christ. Number one, natural man. Number two, the babes in Jesus. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and the verses 1 to 2, the word says, he said, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual. Brethren, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. So I, Paul, brethren, talking to the Corinthians, I could not speak unto you as spiritual people, but I spoke to you as babes. I fed you with the word of God. But there are greats in the word of God. What I gave you was not the meat. I gave you the milk. Because at this time, you are a babe and you cannot understand the meat in the word of God. So we feed you with the milk. You know, the babes are the newborn believers. These are the new believers. And for now, they can only understand the milk of the word. Therefore, it is not, you know, they are not ready. They are not ready to understand the mysteries because they are only, you know, they only desire the little things, and they are not at the level that are matured enough to give them a word that is going to change their lives. They are not matured enough. So we continue. Apostle Paul said that, he said that, I give you the word, but the word that I'm giving you these words according to what you can take. You are not at the level of meat yet. You see, you might be ready to understand the mysteries, but it is only be given according to your heart desire and your willingness to move from one level to another level. So we have talked about the natural man who cannot understand anything because he's unsaved. We have talked about the babes in Christ who is saved, but he's still a baby. So we give him milk to drink for now. And the appointed time, if his heart desire to know more, then slowly we will increase in the type of food that we are given. You move from milk to slow, solid food as we deal with our babies. So it is. The number three category of people that we release the mystery of God unto them is the carnal man. The carnal man. So who is the carnal man? 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and the verses 3. He said, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? So you can see that the carnal people, the definition of someone who is carnal is somebody who is having the spirit of enviness, the spirit that strives. someone that caused divisions. He said, you are carnal. Because even though you are hearing the word of God, but I still see these things in your life. So because of that, it has become a stubborn block in your life, and you cannot understand the mysteries that are being given to you. So the carnal man is the believer who has been saved long enough to progress from milk to meat. But for one reason or another, from the things that we have just said, striving and contention and all that, he is not matured enough to handle the meat. So he's still at the same level. He's still at the same level when he ought to be eating the meat. He's still drinking milk. But he has been saved enough. He has been saved long enough. He has the ability to understand, but he will not understand because he is completely immature and lack the motivation to go after the word of God that will give him that meat. This is the third category of people. The carnal man. He's carnal. You can be at the church. You can be at the church for so many years. You can be standing at the pulpit, even preaching. You can be at the service of the Lord, but your understanding is completely blocked because you are not willing to move forward. There are certain things in your life, carnalities in your life, that you have to get rid of them so that the Spirit of God can move in and start unveiling the truth of the mysteries of God unto you. According to your heart desire, so let it be done unto you. These people, they are the type of believers, you know, they fill their spiritual needs with, you know, some kind of experiences. They have to experience. So even those experiences, like the way that they see the worldly things, that is what they are trying to bring to the church. Oh, Holy Ghost has come, and they are shaking. Feelings. It's not necessary, you know, the presence of the Holy Ghost. They serve God in carnality. You know that what you are experiencing in the church, that's not what it is. You are using your own mind to do the things of God, but things of God are done by the Spirit of God. It is time for you to amend your ways, because the moment that you strive, the moment that you covet, the moment that you are envious to people's life, definitely the mystery, you will not get it. You will not understand. No matter how long you've been in the church, it does not matter anymore. These are kingdom principles. So you can be out there and just be filled, you know, filling your spiritual needs with the, you know, with the worldly things and experiences. Filling your spiritual needs with worldly things and experiences. Oh, let's go and organize this. And we are going. Oh, let's go and today is picnic. And you are the one that is, you are running for every single program, but you are not in touch with God. You are not. And you want people to see that, there we go. Ah, the woman of God is coming. The man, but God does not see you as someone who is truly serving him. Amend your ways. Turn things around. Now, the number four category of people that the word will come to them and they will be able to grab the revelation that is in the word are the ones that we call them spiritual people or spiritual man. A spiritual man. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and the verses 10 to 13. That says the word of God. I'm going to read from 10 to 13 and then 15 to 16. He said, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. So this is very clear. What is of man is known by the spirit of man. what is of God is known by the Spirit of God. But Apostle Paul said in verse 12 here, he said, now we have received not the spirit of the world. Now you, a believer, you have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged no man. For who had known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. This is so important. The spirit of man is limited to the things of man. The Spirit of God is assigned to know the things of God and also the things of man. So when one that is spiritual, the word of God comes to you, and it comes to you by the leadings of the Holy Spirit, he is going to unveil the mystery of what you have received. Why is that? It is because there is an input from this man who is spiritual. This man has enough time to what? To discipline his life. This man has enough time to discipline his Christian life. This is the one that will be waiting on the Lord. This is the one that will be searching in the scriptures. This is the one that will be making, you know, his life available unto God to use him. So why do you think God will not unfold his mystery to him? This is what we are talking about. These are the four categories of people that receives the, you know, receive the mystery of the word, and only one will come to understand it. Only one will come to understand it. So now that the word has come to us, categories of people, you look into your life and see where you categorize yourself. If you want to come up higher with God, you have to desire to be motivated and what, and be seeking and searching the word, and so that God by his Holy Spirit will unfold what you are reading to you and bring you divine revelation for the heights where the Lord God is taking you. So important. So it's not everyone that is saying Jesus, 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 that Jesus knows them. Not everyone. But according to they that are willing to receive from the kingdom of God. When we started this whole message, we said that the title is At Jesus' Feet. So at Jesus' feet, it is full of mysteries. When you come and sit at Jesus' feet, Jesus Christ will talk in parables. But it is up to you, what is in you, your dedication, to be able to receive from the Lord. That is how much you are going to express the mysteries, you know, that has been unfolded to you, unto your family, and unto the world as a whole. We thank God that is how the kingdom of God functions. If they knew the details, Satan knew the details of your life, they would have just come around and finished you. The word will come. They might prophesy, and powers of darkness might hear what has been said. But you know what? What had been said, it's not going to happen the way that it has been said. Because the Spirit of the Lord knows how to bring all these things to pass. So as you have heard it, if you are spiritual, the Spirit will guide you and lead you to avoid every single trap of the enemy on the way. They knew, Satan knew, that the Messiah will come one day. And he said, and he vowed to himself, he said, I am going to corrupt that seed of the woman. Remember the time of Noah? And he discharged his demonic powers that are out there, fallen angels coming to sleep with men and women, for only one purpose, that the seed that is coming out of the woman because of the curse that God has pronounced over his life. I will let the fallen angels take in the form of a human being and then come and sleep with the women, so that the land will be filled with giants, half human, half angels. The Lord came to a point. He said, and God saw what was being done. And it was being done. The Lord said, I have to destroy this land. Have to destroy this land. Noah for 120 years was just preaching. Amend your ways. Turn from your sins. Turn away from your sins. And they will not until the flood came and wiped out everybody. Today, you and I, descendants of Noah. Descendants of Noah. But God has done something greater than the Old Testament. For the Lord God had given you the Holy Spirit to help you obey the word of the living God. Something that the people of the Old Testament were struggling with. They could not understand. But every single person in our dispensation who is serious about the word of God, who is seeking to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, the Spirit of God has been given. He will unfold and reveal the masterpiece of what you need for the fulfillment of your life. It is hidden. God said he would do it, and he will do it. It is not by your spirit, it's not by your power, it is by the Spirit of God. But you have to be spiritual, so that when the Spirit talks to you, you'll be able to understand and obey what the Word of God says to your life. It's such a wonderful thing to come at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there is a scripture here in Luke 10, and the verse is 38 to 42. This is the situation, you know, that a man has to come to understand that there are certain things that are essential in life. As we are living this morning in Sunday school, there was a debate, and you know, so, and they asked me a question. I said, you know what? One thing that is important is that a man has to come to a point in his life to start looking onto his own life and be able to recognize what is essential in life and be doing those things. Because so many things that we are doing, we know we take people to the cemeteries every single time. We know that most of these things that people are struggling for and living for, these things, they don't take them. They don't take them with them. We bury them without nothing. So what is it that, and you think that God put you here to come and do your own thing? Absolutely not. If it is for food, abundance of food is in heaven. Because it's a place that there is no lack. But here, a time comes that a man goes through famine. Lack of food in the land. But the Lord put you here. It is for God's purpose. That is why you are here. So if you are here for God, then it is important to know what is essential that you have to do for the purpose of God to be fulfilled. So Jesus came to a house, Lazarus' house. Lazarus has two sisters, Martha and Mary. And when Jesus have come to the house, imagine yourself that you have appointment with Jesus Christ in your house. What would you do? I'm pretty sure that you are going to get prepared. But what type of preparation that you will put in place? An example is the one that we are going to read here. Jesus Christ is coming to Lazarus, Martha, and Mary's house. And you know how women are. When they have an important visitors. Let's read the Bible. Luke chapter 10. And the verse is 38 to 42. He said, now it came to pass as they went that Jesus entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And Martha has a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. So two sisters, Martha and Mary, received Jesus in the house. And the little one, the Mary, just came and sat at Jesus' feet to listen to Jesus Christ. Let's continue our story. But Martha, she was cumbered about much serving and came to Jesus and said to Jesus, Lord, do thou not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto Martha, 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 thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary had chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Hallelujah. This is so amazing. Probably most of us, if Jesus is coming to our house, you will make sure that the house is in order. The table is set. And this is exactly Martha's attitude. Martha was busy as soon as Jesus and his disciples enter into that house. Now imagine, you have 12 people that are walking with Jesus, and you know, and Jesus coming to that house. You know, it's full of people. So obviously, Martha was busy serving. I have to take care of these people. I have to take care. So, and then the sister Mary came and sat at Jesus' feet, doing nothing, just to listen to Jesus. Martha, looking onto the situation, ran to Jesus Christ and said, Jesus, please tell my sister Mary to come and help me. Because you yourself can see that there are, you know, you guys came in, many things that need to be done. We need to serve you water. We need to give you food. But my sister Mary had just come and sat lazily listening to you. Jesus, look at Martha. He said, Martha, Martha, Martha. You are so careful about many things. You are troubled about so many things of this world that are not essential for life. Many, many things that you are doing that are not essential for life. Your sister that is sitting at my feet right now and listening to me, she is taking part of something that is essential for her life. Those things, these are what she's going to keep with her. Your much devotion on willing to serve me, you cannot keep this things with you. So, it's a lesson to everyone and each one of us. Before you serve God, please sit at Jesus' feet and listen to him. Amen. Before we start being so devoted to Christ, let's sit at Jesus Christ's feet and listen to what the Lord has for you. How can you serve a master that you are not listening to him? You are a servant in the house, and you wake up in the morning and you start doing things. It does not work that way. Listen to what your master wants you to do. Let's say that you are not the only servant in there, but two, three, and probably many in the same house. If everyone will just wake up and start doing things, complete chaos. You want to serve the Lord, please. Sit at Christ's feet and listen to what he has for you. At Jesus' feet, we said that revelations are coming forth because he's going to speak mysteries. And the mysteries, it will take the spirit that will come from Jesus Christ to give you revelation of what you have received from the Lord. Sitting at Christ's feet and listen. You know, you remember what happened to Lazarus. Lazarus died. Martha and Mary sent for Jesus, saying that Jesus, right, the one that you love, Lazarus is dead. Please come and help. Jesus waited 4 more days. By the time he got there, Lazarus was already dead. But listen to this, what Mary said to Jesus Christ, the one who has been sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to Jesus, and now in trouble because the brother died. He said, John 11 and the verse is 32. He said, when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw Jesus, Mary fell down at his feet again. Mary fell down at Jesus' feet and saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother Lazarus had not died. Hallelujah. Where is that revelation coming from? Lord, if thou have been here, my brother Lazarus would not have died. The woman have come to understand. Where did she get it? You know, she has been acquainted of sitting at Jesus' feet and be listening. And had caught something that Martha do not have. Martha probably received Jesus, and as everyone around was crying and weeping and all that, the woman ran to Jesus Christ and told Jesus, said, Jesus, if only you have been here, my brother Lazarus wouldn't have died. She had something that the others do not have. At the funeral, everybody received Jesus, but she did not just receive Jesus. She ran and fell at Jesus' feet because she knew that there is something at Christ's feet. Now, let me tell you this. Whatever situation, you know, it's because she fell there. Jesus said, he said, don't worry. Because even though your brother is dead, but by the revelation you're saying and what you have caught of me, today I am going to tell you, he will come back again. I am telling you that every single thing that is dead in your life, by you sitting at Jesus Christ's feet and receiving the word of God by the empowerment of the Holy Ghost, it shall come back to life in the name of Jesus. That is what we get out of Christ's feet. Spiritual people, it's a spiritual man. The things are done in the realm of the spirit. Spiritual is given. It takes spirit to discern spirit. Spiritual things, they are given by the Spirit. If it is coming from God, it is only the Spirit of God that knows it. And it is only, you know, a spirit of man that has been touched by the Holy Ghost that is able to understand what the Lord God is saying. Otherwise, everything comes to you. Everything comes to you and it seems like it's all parables. I am telling you again, at the feet of Jesus Christ, there is a resurrection power. At the feet of Jesus, there is a resurrection power. Anyone that is dead, whatever area that is dead in your life, I am telling you, come sit at the feet of Jesus again. Proclaim your deliverance, and the Lord shall deliver you and bring you back to life in the name of Jesus. At the feet of Jesus. Let me tell you another story. Matthew chapter 15 and the verse is 29 to 31. Now, Jesus departed from where he was and he came near unto the Sea of Galilee. And he went up into the mountain and sat down there. And when Jesus sat down there, great multitude, they came unto him. And having with them those that were lamed, blind, the dumb, the maiden, and many others, so sick people. And they came and they cast their sickness and their burdens and their lame people at Jesus' feet. And Jesus healed them all. In so much that the multitude, they wonder when they saw the dumb speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. They glorify God of Israel. Hallelujah. They glorify God of Israel. So according to this scripture here, not only at the feet of Jesus there is a resurrection power, but at the feet of Jesus there is a healing power. There is a healing power at the feet of Jesus Christ. So every sickness in your body, every form of impotency that you have in your life, sit at the feet of Jesus and the Lord shall heal you in the name of Jesus. There is power at the feet of Jesus. There is power. There is power. This is a man that have just gone to the mountain and probably went there to rest. But as soon as people come to know that Jesus was at the mountain, they quickly run there with their crippled people, with their sick ones. And they came and sat at Christ's feet and asked Jesus release the word unto them. Everyone that was sick there got their deliverance and they were healed. Thank you, my Lord. Let me tell you one more story and we are stopping just right here. The book of Mark, chapter 7, and the verses 25 to 30. He said, a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of Jesus and came and fell at Jesus' feet. The woman had a daughter, and the daughter is possessed by evil spirit. Satan had released demons into that daughter's life. And harassment, being afflicted and tormented by those demons. The woman, she was a Greek and Syrophoenician by nation. And she besought Jesus that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. Jesus said unto this woman, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. Listen to this. The woman who was in need, the devil has taken over her daughter, ran to Jesus, cast, and asked Jesus, said, Jesus, I am at your feet. Please do something about my daughter. Jesus said, let the children of the kingdom be filled first. Let the children of God be filled first. Let them receive the bread of heaven first. Because it is not good to give this bread to the dogs, they that are without it. The woman looked at Jesus. You know, if Jesus called you a dog, I don't know what your reaction would be. If Jesus, and that is so amazing because the word itself, but listen to what the woman said in verse 28 of Mark 7. The woman answered Jesus and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of children's crumb. Hallelujah. Why do you think that the Gentiles that are seeking for salvation will not be received by the Lord? The woman said, even the dogs that are under the master's table, when the children are eating of the table and the crumbs that fall from the table, they are for the dogs. Lord, I have come to thy feet. Please, I humble myself to hear thy word and be impacted with the rest from your children's table. Hallelujah. This is humility and seriousness of being willing to receive from the Lord. So when Jesus heard that, Jesus said unto the woman, he said, for this saying, go thy way. The devil is gone out of thy daughter. Hallelujah. For this saying, go thy way. The devil is gone out of thy daughter. For this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. The woman was serious. She was not, she came there in serious business. And she was ready to go through whatever that it takes. When she heard that, then she ran to her house. She came to the house, and indeed, the devil is gone out of her daughter. She came to her house, and indeed, the devil was gone out of her daughter. So at Jesus' feet, every captivity, every satanic assault, every hand of the devil, every demonic possession against your life, you shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. your children, whatever that the enemy has done to them, as you come at Jesus Christ's feet, they shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. No form of harassment can be retained over a man who is at Christ's feet. May the Lord God bless you. May the Lord bless your generations. This wisdom that you have received, may you walk in the divine wisdom of the Lord. May you have that divine revelation from the Holy Spirit. Live a life that is bringing glory to the living God. Be a spiritual man and your state will never be the same. Keep what is essential in life and live your life unto the glory of the living God. In Jesus' name, amen.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless you.